Hello. That sounded so serious.
Hello.
There you are.
Wherever you go, there you are.
What? No, I'm gonna cry.
Wait, why?
Isn't that like sad?
Well,
kind of, but also not really.
Only if you make it sad.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, everybody.
Now you sound sad. Welcome to Oh Brother on WMUC Digital, College Park, as per usual. I'm Kate. Now we both, like, okay, this isn't the last show. Like, we're being preemptively sad, but I guess reality is clocking, and we realized that, well, I don't know.
No, it's just, we just want to play awesome stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, like, you guys know we've been lacking in the theme department anyway. We had some good ones, like, some fun ones, but I think we, at this point, are just like, let's just play.
It's better if we just don't force anything.
Yeah, and we can just play a song, you know, like a normal radio show, and just milk the rest of it while we can. So that's what we're doing today, and we're gonna just play music, and it's gonna be fire.
Let's play music.
Really unique idea, but let me play a PSA. I'll do this Beatles one.
Help, I need somebody. Not just anybody. Help!
You know I need someone. Help! Stressed? Need to talk? Call Help Center, a peer counseling and crisis intervention hotline at the University of Maryland. Help Center is here to listen. No issue is too big or too small. We are here for you. Help Center offers anonymous and confidential hotline phone calls and walk-in services, free anonymous pregnancy testing, and free condoms. Call 301-314-HELP or stop by Help Center on the third floor of South Campus Diner today. You are not alone. Won't you please, please help me?
Yes.
Yes.
Shout out Deja. She's the one that made me start doing that. Like,
being a goat.
Being a goat, yeah. Now I just, every day, I'm just like, bro.
Bro.
It's fun. Kind of addicting, though.
I enjoy saying stuff like that.
Bro. Okay, well, we'll start. We might actually, like, get through all our songs because
we don't have like, much to talk about.
I mean, we can still talk about the songs, but it's not like we're going to be, like, freaking trying so hard to connect it back to
cackling something.
And, yeah. So first up is going to be, Road Rage by Catatonia. And I don't know, I was going to say this, but then I was going to not say it, but now I'm going to say it. It's not that important though, but I was just going to say sometimes like we kind of collaborate more, but, or like the songs are mixed up in just like a random order, but like today, we just put our own songs in there and they're going like back and forth. So just in case, like, it was just really interesting to you, like, that's Colin's song. And then after that is my song, and it will continue on in that order. So yeah, second is going to be, my songs are a lot longer than yours, but we still have 12 each, and it's still in the time frame. Like, you could look at another song probably.
What?
Whatever. Uh-oh. This can happen off mic. So,
I don't care. No, I'm just kidding.
Because you're so nice.
But, that's actually true.
but yeah, Road Rage by Catatonia, and then after that will be Moss on My Brick Wall by Star Cleaner Reunion. So here we go.
If all you got to do today is find peace of mind, come round
That was /was Headboard by Lil Ugly Mane. Sorry, I just that's a funny name.
Lil Ugly Mane.
Lil Ugly Mane.
Well, yeah, that is a funny name, but it's a good song.
Yeah, it's guys. Let me know in the comments if you think that he sounds like Lil Peep, but Colin would
that's
say
crazy.
That Lil Peep is sounds like him.
Well, they just think he's older.
Well, yeah,
he's like 40. So
hi Donovan. I told my friends to listen, but that was the song that was on.
Oh,
when they're
like
when they're trying to relax.
Oh, but that is
a
relaxing
over,
song.
Oh. Hangover.
Oh, well you can listen to this next one. This one's
sorry.
Good.
Now I just outed you guys, but also like it's okay.
It's Thursday, guys. No, I'm.
Oopsie.
I'm just kidding. No, this is a good. We got a next nice
relaxing
song. The next
two are a little bit
up.
More calming. Well, the next one I just discovered, but I think it'll be a little bit more pleasing to the ears. But also, the last one wasn't displeasing. Just
no, it's just a little, as Dad would say, ruckus.
Not like
it's not even really
not
ruckus.
Even.
Honestly,
hey, Dad,
yeah, it's not.
Shout out also to Mom and Dad. Anyway, okay, yeah. And we're making such good progress today because
that's how it goes.
Because we're awesome. So coming up next is Everyone is Happy by Nothing. And then after that, a classic of Suzanne by Leonard Cohen to make you cry.
To find down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. Travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open, forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
There. I hope that one was relaxing for people that were trying to relax. No, I'm just kidding. That was Suzanne by Leonard Cohen, all-time classic song. I've been listening to that one a lot recently. I don't know. It just sort of keeps coming on. You know how Spotify does you.
They just love to keep throwing like something at
once
you.
Once it feels like it's got a hook in you, then it will keep reeling you in. Like a fish.
Like a fish.
Like a fish.
True. That's what I always say.
That's what I always say.
That's another thing I've been saying a lot recently.
That's what I always did.
I don't know if it's funny or not, but I guess I'll just keep going with it.
Okay, what do we have coming up next?
Okay, next up, coming up, we have, I have been listening, like, I don't know what happened, but, like, this is a little old, not old, but, like, oh my god. I haven't been listening to it as much recently, but, like, for some reason, like, last month or, like, a few weeks ago, I was just listening to this album over. Do you ever, does that happen to you where you just like have an album and like just nothing else is appetizing? Like you just have to keep listening to that album like over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what happened. And so I thought I would play one from it. This is not as slow or calming for my healing friends. But
it's okay.
So sorry.
I like this guy.
They probably are tuned out at this point. but you like him?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I didn't know you know him.
Well, I know him from that one Jane Remover song.
Yeah, that's how I found him. So this is going to be Bloodbath by Kamo. And I, like Colin said, I also, he was featured on, he's in a Jane Remover song. And then I started listening to him, his solo stuff. And I think this album, K1, is fire. So this is going to be from that. And then...
what's after that?
After that is something so exciting called Excitable Boy by Warren Zevon. I can never know how to say their name.
Zevon. I mean, or it's Zevon or Zevon. I honestly, I hear both. I've never heard anyone ever say Zevon, though, just so you know. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry,
that's
I'm
another
sorry.
Joke. No, I say Zevon, but...
okay, Warren Zevon, Excitable Boy. Should be exciting.
Get excited.
Get hype, get hype, get rowdy. This is going to be awesome.
Let it fall off my face. Bite with your fur this smaller. I'm feeling so much older. I'll change my mind tomorrow.
excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy. He took in the 4 a.m. show at the Clark. Excitable boy, they all said. And he bit the usherette's leg in the dark. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy. An excitable boy. After 10 long years, they let him out of the home. Excitable boy, they all said. And he dug up her grave and built a cage with her bones. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy.
That was Excitable Boy by Warren Zevon.
Zevon. Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right. Yeah, that's like, one's a little dark. One of the ones that catches you off guard.
Oh, wait, I meant to read the lyrics.
Oh, you didn't hear that?
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
I wasn't paying attention.
He kills his prom date.
Oh my God. Wait, yeah. I have to go back to that.
Well, you don't even realize it because the little piano's so jolly and stuff.
Ooh, they're literally like.
That's why he's. And then say, oh, he's just an excitable boy. He like literally like murders her. And then they're just, oh, you know.
Dang.
He's just. He's just
a
excitable.
Boy.
Yeah.
He's just. Men will be men. That's what they say.
After they kill their prom date.
Yeah,
no, it's not really, I mean, it's I not like really I, that funny. I mean, it's kind of, it's
he
sad.
He killed his prom date. It's hilarious.
But I guess it's supposed to be funny in the fact that, like, it sounds like such a little happy tune.
Because I forget, like, what.
And it's supposed to be, like, ironic, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think.
I can't remember the situation, but I feel like I was just, like, having a conversation or, like, saw something about, like, songs where it's like it sounds really bad and sad, but it's actually happy, and then like songs that sound really happy, but then like are actually like, bruh, that's crazy,
bruh.
So that could totally be in that playlist. Whoever, like,
totally
whoever was doing that, I don't remember. And before that was Bloodbath by Kamo, a fire little dance song. Actually, it's Bloodbath in parentheses dance, so it makes sense that it is just a tune that makes you want to dance, and they keep saying rock, 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 rock.
I just want to rock?
Basically.
Why don't we ever play Uzi on this show?
I don't think we have once ever played Uzi on this show. Hey,
I know,
we could change
why.
That. We could change that.
That's, you don't even know the direction I'm going next year.
Oh my God!
No, I'm just kidding, guys. You better get so excited when I'm the CEO of O Brother, when all the executive decisions are made solely by me. What kind of things we'll get up to?
It'll be freaking nuts.
Yeah, it'll be so crazy.
guess right. Only time will tell. Coming up next is, I might cut this one because it's a little long, but it's Bitten by My Love by Frog from their newest album, The Count, but they're coming out with a new album in like a week or two, so... Fire. And they're coming to DC. Oh, I gotta say this. But they're coming to the Black Cat on 420 if anyone wants to go.
Frog? Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. On 420.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Wait. What else am I doing that day? No, seriously, there's something. No, that's not even supposed to be a joke. Seriously, there's something that I was supposed to be doing. Is that Thursday?
No, it's a Monday.
Oh. Oh, I don't know. Anyway,
here it is. And then after that, it will be On a Rope by Rocket from the Crypt.
Different girl, you're Rolling.
That was Yellow Bird from Wished Bone.
Wished Bone.
Oh, I was doing it like, I was almost whispering there.
ASMR.
Maybe that's what I'll do next. God, that was.
Do not do that.
That was Yellow Bird by Wished Bone.
No, wonder, no,
wait,
no, don't
oh,
do
I can't
that.
Even hear myself. Does it sound really weird?
I mean, it just sounds like ASMR.
Oh.
But
yeah,
I don't like
oh,
it.
Wait, that would actually be so tough
no.
if I did that. Wait, why?
No. Why would you do
because
that?
Because no, there's no one doing that on the radio right now. It's innovative and something like that. No, I'm just kidding.
it's innovative.
We only have two songs left, guys. Two.
No!
Two.
Two.
we got just... So, oh, this just one's just so groovy and chill. Don't you just love Someone Get the Grill Out of the Rain?
Loki, I don't know this one too well.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I just kind of started getting into this album.
Like,
this is like the last one on the list,
yeah.
I feel.
I do think this is...
Because it's the oldest one, right?
No. This is MJ Lenderman
oh, yeah.
we're talking about, by the way.
My B.
This is his second one, after his self-titled.
After self-titled. Yeah, I see, I see.
Yeah, no, this one's just... Just so chill atmosphere.
Yeah.
And like
but still.
Nice. And then what do you got after that, Kate?
And then to wrap it up, our last show ever.
Ooh.
Just kidding.
Don't say that.
Just another song I found recently. Honestly, like if I'm being so honest, at least actually oh wait, no. Okay, three of the songs that I put in here today. I have been listening to recently, and I discovered them from, like, listening to Wednesday, and then it was, like, the radio that comes on afterward. It was just, like, the suggested
Wednesday radio.
Or, like, playing recommended tracks. And then I was, like, just listening for a while, and I was like, wait, these are all fire.
Oh.
I don't even know that I would, like, say they're super similar to Wednesday, but, like, I don't know. Like, this next one, yeah, not really, but I guess I see like the vibe that they were going for. Anyway, it's gonna be
the
called
the one thing Spotify is good for.
Oh yeah,
just kidding.
Giving you recommendations sometimes.
Yeah. Oh well, that's actually very true. heavily qualified.
Like, it has, they have to, like, be in the mood. They have to be in a good mood.
Yeah.
Or else they'll just keep giving you the same song. Freaking Slow Pulp. They want me to...
That song is good,
they
though.
They want
but
me to like
yeah,
that song.
It would, every, no matter what you would play, it would just recommend you falling apart. Yeah. That is so true. I wonder if they pay Spotify for that placement. Or whether Spotify just picks it. I don't know. It's a great question.
I swear, like, somehow I've kind of escaped it, but for, like, a year, it was just, like, yeah. the first song that would come on every time. It's not a bad song, I agree. Yeah, but, so...
But hopefully you guys like this chill type yeah. of themeless, we just get to chat.
To be ourselves. We Aww. Get to be our authentic, true people. And I feel like we were just more chill. It made yeah. us feel, like... just less stressed or like I don't know, not that we're stressed usually, but
it takes all the pressure off.
Yeah, it's just no pressure. It's like we're just not that there's like we literally created that pressure for
it's
ourselves.
Okay
I'm sorry.
We know what you're saying.
Okay. But it's just, yeah, okay guys, well thanks for listening. Make sure to tune in next week because and every week for the rest of your life because the guys, I'm graduating and like, I'm not gonna be here that much longer. So you better listen. So this has been Oh Brother on WMUC Digital, College Park, where college radio is good radio. And to wrap up our Thursday evening show.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend. And this is going to be Someone Get the Grill Out of the Rain by MJ Lenderman and Limited I never even said the song earlier. A Limited Edition by Cusp. Goodbye.
want.